Are you ready for some blues?
About their monkey men, about their fighting husbands and their no good friends. These poor women sit around all day and moan, wondering why their wonder wives don't come home. Why women don't worry, while women don't have no blues. Now when you got a man, don't ever be on the square, 'cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat no one man right. I keep him working hard both day and night. Wild women don't worry, wild women.
Little Gale Storm here to start the show. Wild women don't have the blues. Wild women don't have the blues. They just get liquored up and go home and kick their men out. I like that one there. Hey, that's Gale Storm. We're going to be talking to her in just a little bit. That's right. She's calling in after the break. We got a jam-packed show for you here this afternoon. Three artists who are going to be all over Uptown Greenwood for the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. We've got Gale Storm, Lucky Man Beale, and John Hartness calling us right around 4:45 this afternoon. Gale's calling us first around 4:18. Then we have Lucky Man Beale giving us a call and John Hartness after that. So we've got a great show for you. Certainly hope you are going to enjoy it. And, of course, they are going to be, as I said, all over Uptown Greenwood. Gale Storm, one of our favorites here, simply because, I love her music. I have had opportunity last year while I was doing the blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood to talk to her. She is, a phenomenal talent, and she loved coming to Greenwood. Glad to see that she is back again. She is a native New Yorker, raised in New Jersey, and actually attended the University of South Carolina as an art major, switched her major to philosophy, and we'll get into all that when she calls in. But needless to say, she knows South Carolina, and she was the first art therapist in the Greenville Hospital System in South Carolina for the newly created adolescent inpatient unit. So I know you're going to enjoy hearing from her. I know you're going to enjoy some more of her music. Let's play another one as we get ready to talk to her. Let's hear. What shall we play? I think I'm going to play Hoe Cake. That's by Lucky Man Beale. That's a good one right there. Let's hear that. Then we'll hear a word from our sponsors. Then we'll have Gale on the line with us when we come back. Don't you go away. You're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Oh, Lucky Man Beale, Hoe Cake, take it away.
Little Hoe Cake, sitting on the plate, all alone, 'cause he didn't get it. look right down his nose and you okay. Kitty got herself a chicken bone that was set out on okay. Okay. Can't hardly see, ate the corn, drank the tea, okay. Strap the scone, had some too, ain't nobody care about you, okay. Okay, okay. All along, all the only great big play.
Oh, there's a little taste of Lucky Man Bill here. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Gail Storm on the line with us.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. It's the sun is shining here. And as promised, I have Gail Storm on the line with us, and I don't think she's going to bring stormy weather to us. I think she's going to bring us some sunshine. How you doing today, Gail?
I am great, and I love that idea of sunshine. I've heard that y'all have had a lot of rain down here, so stop the rain. The drought's over.
We have had a lot of rain, and you know, you have such an interesting, interesting story. I mean, you're originally, I guess, from New York. Do you stay up there now, or have you moved here to the South more?
Pardon me?
I said, do you stay still up in the New York area, or do you have you moved to the South yet?
Oh, no, I'm still up north. I'm in New York, and I'm actually right now in Greenville, where I did live for 4 years, and I love it here. I keep fantasizing about moving back. But it's just tough.
Yeah, it is. Now, you know, that's a real interesting story about you living in Greenville. You were the first art therapist in the Greenville hospital system. How do you get from that to music? Can you give us a short synopsis?
Sure. Actually, and it did happen here. I always had a passion for music and playing piano, and I had played a little guitar. And the very first time I decided to venture out and play in public, basically, was there was a place, I think it was called Kudzu's here in Greenville many moons ago. I will now probably be revealing my age, but they had a contest one night, and like an amateur mic contest, and I got up and I played the guitar, and I was so nervous, you know, my eyes were closed, my hands were shaking, and I won the contest, so that was, you know, a boost of confidence. And then I thought, you know what, I just really want to pursue music, and even though I know there's a lot of great blues and music down here, I wanted to get back north and, you know, see what was going on with the music scene. You know, and I left when I was 18, so I went back there to check out the whole scene, and I ended up meeting a jazz master who taught me really the theory behind the music that I didn't know about. I had taken classical piano lessons when I was young, and that's kind of in a nutshell how it happened. So the, you know, first public appearance was here in Greenville, and now I just get to come back and visit and play, and I love it here.
Well, you actually were an art major, weren't you, before you actually got into music?
Yeah, you know, it was really insane. I went to USC in Columbia, and I went down there as a music major, and I was, during orientation, my roommate was an art major, and she's like, yeah, you know, you can get, like, a lot more jobs in art and music. So I was like, well, you know, I have a passion for art too, so all right, why not? So I ended up in art, and then midway, I ended up switching to philosophy. It's just such madness. And I ended up getting a master's in philosophy from Notre Dame, And then I ended up studying art therapy after that, did art therapy for many years, and started playing music on the side, and that gradually became more and more. My program closed down in New York. I was working as an art therapist in the day treatment center, and they closed down in the hospital after I was working there for 20 years. And by that time, it was a blessing because I had already been playing music on the side, and it was just really difficult playing music and doing having a full-time job. So now I'm just doing it full-time, and I love it.
Well, are you still doing any, do you do any painting or anything yourself?
You know, I haven't had a chance to do it in like 2 or 3 years, and I just kind of cleaned up the room again at home as an art studio, and I absolutely cannot wait to get back to that because I've got so many art projects. So, you know, balancing the art and music is just, you know, what we call heaven.
Well, you know, maybe you could make it so that you played and did art. You know how they're doing those fantastic quick art projects while you're playing the piano and singing the blues?
Oh, I'm loving the idea. I'm loving it.
Well, see, yeah, that way you could be a multifaceted artist.
Well, I have been practicing my multitasking skills, so I love that concept.
Well, you know, I love what you do, Gail, because it's piano, it's kind of boogie-woogie. I mean, you put it all together, and, you know, I've been playing some of your music. One of my favorite songs is Messing Around.
Oh, yeah, well, we love messing around.
Yeah. But I just heard, I hadn't heard this one before, and I just played it before you came on, Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. I really like that line about, what was it, going out and drinking and then going home and booting them out. I kind of like that one, too.
Yeah, and you know, that particular line in that verse, there's an alternative. So, you know, when there are no kids around, I use the other line. But I, you know, the audience might have kids right now, but if you want to check it out in a live performance, you know, it can get a little rowdy.
A little rowdy, yeah. That's why we like you down here. Now, you're going to be playing Thursday night at Flynn's on Maxwell, a new venue, a tasting where they do tastings there. It's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be a great one. 9 to midnight on Friday, you're going to be at Uptown Sushi, so you can have a little sushi while you're performing.
Love it, love it.
And then 9 p.m. to midnight, you are going to be at the Mill House, so you can have some of their famous pizza down there. And
their famous what?
What now?
Famous what?
Pizza.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, and they've got some good brews down there, too. So I know you're going to be tearing it up. I know you're going to have a great time down there. And when will you actually be coming into Greenwood?
I think we'll be coming in probably around noon on Thursday. Right now I'm in Greenville visiting some friends, so obviously since I used to live here. And actually tomorrow night I'm playing at Rhythm and Brews in Greer.
Oh, okay, cool.
So looking forward to that with guests of, Play the Blues, and then they have a open jam after that. But love it. Can't wait. I love Greenwood. Last year was my first time there, and I just love the town. I can't wait to come back.
Sure. Now, do you travel overseas and do some of the blues overseas?
You know what? I just got back from Korea. I had a concert in Seoul. And,
wow.
Trying to lay the blues on them because you don't really know what the blues is over there. I had a Korean band, Korean guitarist, saxophone, and drums. And the guitarist teaches music over there, and he informed me that the Koreans don't really understand the difference between blues and jazz, so I was trying to give them a blues show to understand. You know, and there are so many different varieties of blues, but, you know, I was trying to do mostly the boogie-woogie for them.
And how did they react to the boogie-woogie?
Oh, you know, they loved it. It was so interesting because I know they never get it over there. The music,
right.
The boogie woogie, and they, you know, beforehand I was telling the MC. I said, listen, you know, I see that there's a little space. You know, maybe people will get up and dance. And she said, oh, you know, no, Koreans are very, you know, reticent about that, and you know, they enjoy the music, but they really don't dance. But at the during the encore, they were all standing, clapping, and the MC was like drawing people up to the front of the stage and dancing. I'm like, yeah, that was really cool. So apparently they really liked it, a full standing ovation, encore for the last song and clapping, and I guess they like the blues. It's great.
Well, you know, the blues is such an American, it is an American music, so it's good that you were taking it all the way to Seoul, Korea. Now, did you go any other place or just to Korea?
Oh, I was actually in China, too. I spent like 3 weeks in China, and my husband is an artist, teacher, lecturer, blah, blah, blah. So we were in China doing that kind of stuff and making some connections also over there. So China and then Korea. That was great.
Well,
so I'm jet lag. I'm like, oh, it's great being down here now with a lot of energy.
Well, you know, it certainly is good that you've come back again to be part of the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. This year you're in for a treat because they've closed off Main Street, and it's going to be lined with all the barbecue artists.
Oh, my gosh. I have been telling everybody I love pit barbecue to begin with, and the idea of having so many choices and the pit barbecue contest is, it's like, to me, it's heaven. Playing blues and having pit barbecue all over the place. I love it.
That's right, and it's our 13th year here. So glad you made it back, Gail Storm. Thanks so much for coming. I will come by and see you. I'm going to be doing a blues cruise Friday night, so that means I'll have to come by and see you at Uptown Sushi.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I look forward to seeing you again. And thank you, everybody. I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
If you want the best boogie-woogie around, you got to go see Gail Storm right there. I'll tell you again where she's going to be. Thanks so much for calling in, Gail.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ann.
All right.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. That's
bye-bye.
Right. She's going to be at Flynn's on Maxwell on Thursday night, 9 to midnight on Friday at Uptown Sushi, and 9 p.m. to midnight at the Mill House. You really need a schedule to be able to catch all the acts. I am going to play some more of her music, but right now it's time for South Carolina news and a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, we've got a lot of great Uptown sponsors have come on board to help sponsor this show. So please make sure you see all of them and thank them for coming on board and sponsoring with us. Let's join the news.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, how do you like this now, folks? Oh, we got Lawrence Lucky Man Beale on the line with us, and that's his song, I Want to Get Wicked With You, baby. Hey there, Lawrence Lucky Man Beale. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, but, you know, I spend most of my life telling people how to spell with. W-I-F, apostrophe. With you, baby. I want to get wicked with you, baby. Hey, are you going to get down there to see me this time?
You certainly am, yes. I'm looking forward to seeing you. We're doing another blues crawl, so I am going to get by and see you. You are going to be all over Uptown Greenwood. Let's see, where are you performing here now? Do you know where you're performing Friday night at Flynn's brand new facility? That's going to be great. I'm actually going to be doing the blues crawl on Friday night, and I'm definitely going to get by Flynn, so we'll see you there. And then Saturday night, you are going to be 9 to midnight at Uptown Sushi, so you've got a full plate right there.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to both of those. I mean, Maxwell on Main, Flynn's on Maxwell, geez.
That's right, yeah.
Flynn's on Maxwell. Now, that's a little, it's a wine shop? Is it?
Wine and beer, they do tastings there, so you can taste it.
Oh, my goodness. And you're supposed to spit, aren't you?
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun there. They've just opened up, and they are real excited to be part of the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. And this year, what's really neat about the Festival of Discovery, all the barbecue, 93 different venues are going to be all on Main Street, basically. So you can walk right out the door and just walk right across the street and pick up some barbecue. What do you think, Lucky Man?
I think that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, they're not going to cram them in the parking lot. They're going to put them all down the street.
Yes, that's what they're doing.
What a great idea. What a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been up to this year? You've been doing a lot of traveling?
Well, traveling around, playing the blues, and having a great time. But about 3 months ago, I bought an upright bass.
Okay.
Just totally captivated. You know, I mean, it's really got all my attention. It's kind of like Richard Pryor's crack pipe. You know, I'm trying to work, and I'll hear this little whisper. Lucky, I'm right over here. Why don't you just play me for a few minutes? And then a couple hours go by, and I stop playing and try to get back to what I was doing. You know, if you've ever looked up YouTube videos of Willie Dixon, they're really fun to see somebody really play the bass, you know, in a very festive manner. That's cool. I think he's my hero now.
So have you incorporated that into your act now?
You just see me on stage playing a hi-hat with one foot and a bass drum on with the other foot and playing stand-up bass and singing at the same time. That would do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess that would.
Now, I think I'll take the easy way out and go work for somebody else, you know, fill up some blank spots on my calendar playing the bass.
You know, talking about that, it's tough doing that on the road and being gone and doing that. It's tough to be in business for yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, if everybody knew how really fun it was, everybody would be doing it. So there's kind of a conspiracy amongst us all that do this all the time is to tell everybody how bad it is, you know?
Oh, okay.
And that way we keep the numbers down.
And keep your popularity up, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, how did you get into playing the blues?
Well, over time I figured out that's really what my orientation was. I started out playing a lot of different things, but when I did it, it came out the way I was doing it, and finally I had to admit it that everything I was doing was basically one form or another of the blues, although it's difficult to just nail me exactly what form we're talking about from song to song, but I just rolled all of it together and called it the honky tonk blues, and that sums it up pretty accurately, I think.
I think so, but you know, you have done so many things in your life. I mean, when you write a song or something, you've got the experience to back it up, like working at underground, the largest copper mine.
Yeah, they're just getting around to building a memorial to those guys that died down there.
Wow.
Six guys died, and one at a time, not any big cave-in, but one at a time when I was working down there, my guitar playing buddy had his leg ripped off in some stupid accident, and, you know, it was a pretty interesting little 6 months I had there. But I got enough money to get back on the road. You know, when you get broke, you get broke. You got to take a job.
Now, do you go overseas and play overseas?
I've only been across the pond one time. I played in Sweden and Czechoslovakia, Prague, and that was very interesting. First thing I found out is that we're the only ones that call it Prague. They spell it Praha, P-R-A-H-A. And we put it on our maps as Prague.
Correct.
And pronounce it Prague. And it's like weird. It's not like the difference in the language. It's just that we're going to do it our way, which is crazy. But, yeah, I had a really interesting time over there. And everybody told me I'd get rich and famous if I went over and played in Europe. And I was about as rich and famous as a bunch of other Americans over there that, you know, didn't starve to death. But they daggone sure weren't banking a whole lot.
Well, it's a different type of crowd, though, isn't it, when you play over there in Europe? I understand they're very respectful and they listen. They don't get into the music. Did you find that?
They really do enjoy it, and it's funny. You feel like you're playing for people, a lot of the time, right, that are kind of not jaded. I mean, we're over it kind of here a lot of the times, although the blues crawls are one of the most festive. They're more like a European audience, blues crawl audience,
right?
You know, because
everybody's saying, okay, we're going to take the day off, or we're going to take the whole weekend off, and we're just going to have a beer here and a beer there and hear some music, you know? And that's kind of different from the normal attitude here. But in Europe, when they're going out to hear some music, they're going out to hear some music. They're going to have a good time doing it. They ain't going to waste their money.
Yeah, they're serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, I've got one of my favorite songs, and it's more the way you say it and the way you do it that makes it so great, is She Makes a Bulldog Break Her Chain, or his chain. There, did I say it right? Chain. Yeah.
And did I tell you the story about that?
No, go ahead and tell us.
Oh, well, you know, musicians and actors, we're all in the same bag. We have to take all different kind of jobs, and I've been mowing grass for a while, and I pulled up to this one place where they had, you know, the white picket fences and the thoroughbred horses and about 4.5-5-acre lawn to mow, and I was getting my stuff out of the truck, and there was an old white guy with a sunburned bald head, and he was just perspiring profusely and patting his brow with his handkerchief and everything, and he said, "How long you been working?" And I said, "How you been?" And he said, "Oh, Lord, it's hot." "Yeah, it is." He says, "How long you been working here?" I said, "Oh, a year or two." And he goes, "Then you seen her?" And I said, "Yeah, I seen her. And she was perfect. She was about a freshman or sophomore in college, and she'd always be out at the pool sunbathing. And when she saw the help show up, she'd give that little room and go on in the house. But I had seen her." And he patted his brow, and he said, "Lord, they make a bulldog break his chain." I said, "Yeah." And I went through the truck and I wrote that down, and that's where that song came from.
Absolutely. Well, lucky man, Bill, we are looking forward to seeing you. We will see you Friday night at Flynn's, and then Saturday night you will be at Uptown Sushi, but I will see you Friday night. As we close out, I'm going to play that song, and then I've got John Hartness coming on with us here. So how about we say goodbye? Thanks so much for calling in today, and I'm going to play that. Go ahead. Give us the title again.
Yes, she make a bulldog break his chain.
Thanks so much, Lucky Man Bill. Look forward to actually meeting you Friday night.
Out of sight. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Here's that song, and we'll get ready for our next interview. Hold on. Here he is. Lucky Man Bill with She Makes a Bulldog Break His Chain.
There's a young girl always on my mind. I can't quit thinking about it. She's just so fine. She makes the clouds in the sky forget about the rain. Make her heart might stop crying. Forget about the pain. Lord knows. She make a bulldog break his chain. I've always been a drifter. I just roam around and round. I never had a guy make me want to settle down. Searching for a rainbow, fortune and fame. When I quit the rambling, and I ain't ashamed. Cause Lord knows she make a bulldog break his chain. Lord!
That's Lucky Man Bill right here on WCRS. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. I got more coming up on this very special Blues Week, as we play the blues to get ready for the Blues Festival and Festival of Discovery. We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, name of this song, Windy and Warm. Is that what we have going on right here in Greenwood? That is the beautiful sounds of John Hartness right here on WCRS, calling in to talk to us from Blythewood, South Carolina. John Hartness, how you doing today?
Fine. It's great to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have you on the radio with us here. Gracie's sitting right here beside me. You may have heard her put her two cents in. She liked that song. And so you've been playing blues, I guess, for quite a while.
Yes, I've started playing at an early age and kind of got out of the music business. And back in 2005, I became friends with Mac Arnold and played full of blues and started traveling around with the band. And Mac really inspired me to dust my guitar back off and get back out and get to it. So that's what happened.
So you can thank Mac Arnold for being in the blues now, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, that sounds great. Now, what'd you do between starting out and then putting it up for a while? What'd you do in between?
Well, you know, life gets busy sometimes, you know, full-time job and got married and all that, and just kind of didn't have time to, you know, just kind of tapered off a little bit at a time, not really thinking about it, but that just happens sometimes. But I'm glad to be back into it now.
Oh, sure. Oh, I mean, I understand. You just, other things become more important, and it's hard to make money sometimes doing this, so you got to do what you got to do, right?
That's right. You got to get the bills paid, that's for sure.
That is. So you're from right outside of Columbia, Blythewood, South Carolina, and is that where you were originally from, or...?
Yes, I was. I grew up in Columbia, and then moved just north of Columbia into Blythewood.
Sure. So, what type of music would you describe yours? I was just listening to some of yours. I love it, but how would you describe your type of blues?
Well, it's a mixture of a lot of, you know, all my favorite players. I listened to a lot of different guys growing up. Of course, I love, you know, the classic Sun House, Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, but also I listen to Merle Travis, Chet Atkins, and Doc Watson too. And I've kind of, I guess, a little bit of everything I've learned about kind of comes out in my playing.
Sure. Now, do you play the Hartness and Charles Project? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I teamed up with Anthony Charles, who is a band leader in Columbia with the Anthony Charles and the Blues Dolphins, more of an electric Chicago-based blues band. And I was just basically doing solo stuff. And we decided to team up and do a little side project with a little bit more laid-back, acoustic-style, early country blues. And it's really been picking up steam. We've only been at it 3 or 4 months, but it's really picking up steam, and it's been really well received everywhere we've been.
Well, you know, there is something about putting a harmonica with your guitar. It just really makes it all come together. The harmonica is such a versatile instrument, too. You don't realize. I had, who did I have on not long ago here with Gary Irwin? And my gosh, he pulled out all his harmonicas. It was quite a collection.
Yeah, that must have been Juke Joint Johnny.
Yep, I think it was, yep.
And, it does add a lot, and that's what we've been trying to do to give a full sound, you know, in a small package. But it's really growing with leaps and bounds, and it's really more of a laid back music, and it really pays homage to the early roots blues.
Well, now, you've been doing this since 2005, so do you travel a lot or stay basically in South Carolina? What do you do?
Basically in South Carolina. We venture out a little bit, you know, to the joining states. As of right now, that's about as far as we get out. But hopefully down the road we'll venture out a little bit farther.
Sure. Well, I know you're going to have a real treat because you are going to be at the Mill House Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m., so that's going to be a great venue. They've just added on to it. They do great pizza down there, and they also have some home brews, so I know you'll be having a good time. It's an excellent location, so that'll be terrific.
Looking forward to it. I've been there a couple years ago. I've been to this festival several times as a fan. This is the first time getting to play it, and it's a great festival, and really love the Uptown Greenwood. They've just done a great job down there.
Well, they have, and part of what, if you've been to the festival before then you know that usually all the barbecuers are kind of off to the side, all kind of crammed together. Well,
right.
This year they're going to cover Main Street, and it's the largest festival they've had yet, 93 different barbecue venues. How about that?
I think that's great, and this year I've seen so much promotion about this festival. I think it's great how the town is coming behind this festival and promoting it, and I just think that's a great idea, you know, shutting down Main Street. It'll be a little easier to walk across back and forth.
And grab some barbecue.
Absolutely.
And the other thing they're going to have, if you've been here before, we're going to have the toperaries that were there for the festival of the Flower Festival are now going to be there. So they'll have the Gamecock and the Clemson Tiger and all these different ones. So you'll have to spend some time going meandering all over Uptown Greenwood, checking out all the toperaries too.
Outstanding. That sounds great.
Well, it does sound great. Now, I have two of your songs here. As we go towards the top of the hour, I thought I might play one. I started out with Windy and Warm, and the other one that I have queued up here is Hey Hey. What shall I play?
Yeah, the Hey Hey is a favorite of mine. It pays a little tribute to Big Bill Brunzi, one of my favorite players, and just one of my favorites, all-time favorites.
Well, then I think I'll play that. And Thursday night, Uptown Greenwood, the Hartness and Charles Project, they will be at the Mill House from 8 to 10 p.m. I certainly hope if I'm out and about on Thursday night, I will come by and see you. Otherwise, Friday night, I am doing the blues crawl all over live on the radio from about 6 to 9. So maybe if you're still in town, I'll bump into you.
Hope so.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in, John Hartness. Thanks for giving us a little heads up. And now as we go towards the top of the hour, I'm going to play his song, Hey Hey, right here on WCRS. Thanks so much for calling in, John.
Thank you.
All righty. That's right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll be back tomorrow, having a good time playing the blues, singing the blues, and having a great time with you. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. I'll be back with the I Love Ann show. This has been another Blues Cruise just for you. Don't forget, Festival of Discovery starts Thursday night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You got to get your fill of the barbecue and your fill of the blues. We'll be doing a blues crawl Friday night, 6 to 9, live on the radio. You want to be tuned in to that. And if you're out
there. You can always download an app from WCRS1450AM.net. Download the app for your smartphone so you can hear me and find me right out there doing the blues crawl Friday night. Thanks so much, everybody. That's going to do it for me. We'll join the news in progress. Bye-bye.